So if you missed what happened just a few short moments ago, we got some audio, an email from the Tooth Fairy. She called my son Barrett to fix the mess that I had created when I put some money under his pillow because I was afraid she wasn't coming. She missed a day, and then I was afraid she was going to miss the second day. Well, it turns out as I was in there, she was getting ready to go in there, and I scared her away. Mm. There was some confusion about the house color, and she missed the house, and so she called Barrett. Here's a little piece of that audio and what happened when she talked to him. Again, he's 7 years old, my son Barrett.
Honey, I am so sorry. Are you mad at me? Kind of. I just want you to know that will never, ever happen again. So how about if I stop by your house and underneath your pillow with the blue case, I leave a $20 bill?
Oh, yes.
Super happy about the $20 bill that
well,
the Tooth Fairy's going to leave him.
Hell yeah.
Money
fairy
makes it all go away, doesn't
Tooth Fairy also offered him a $10 bill for the next tooth that comes out. So the Tooth Fairy, it's raining dollar bills for Barrett.
Yeah.
good for the Tooth Fairy.
Well,
for
you know, when you
up.
Walk into a store and they screw up, they usually try and, you know,
right,
make good on it.
Sure, sure. So we're not going to do the dirty here because I got a text from my wife, and she asked me to call the house. Barrett wanted to talk to us to tell us what had happened.
I have something to tell you.
Oh, hey, Barrett. What's going on, buddy?
Nothing. Just got a call from the Tooth Fairy.
Whoa. What did she have to say?
She apologized.
No way.
Because the first day that she didn't come, it was because they were painting, and it used to be a lighter yellow. And she knew the color midnight. So I'm like, how did she know that color? And she came in my room the second night, Dad, while you were in there. So I'm still upset at you.
Oh,
really? You're still mad?
I'm so sorry,
well,
buddy.
I could see Barrett's point. You know, Carson, you did screw up. You didn't give the Tooth Fairy enough chance to make good on not being there the first night.
Because you got scared.
Yeah, I probably scared her away. You're right. Now, what did she say? Did she say anything else?
Yep. She said that she would just give me money tonight, $20.
What?
Only 20?
And the next tooth that I lose, 10.
Holy smokes, you're rich.
I think you could have negotiated more, Barrett. I'm just saying. You had the Tooth Fairy on the ropes, buddy.
She knew what kind of clock I had in my room, the Pinocchio clock.
You're kidding me.
And the Tom Brady bobblehead. She wanted to borrow it.
She wanted to borrow your Tom Brady bobblehead.
And it had a little, so it said Tooth Fairy, and then right after that, it had a little fairy right after.
What do you mean? What had a what said Tooth Fairy?
On her phone, it said Tooth Fairy Fairy. On my mom's phone.
So the Tooth Fairy called your mom's phone and it said Tooth Fairy on the phone?
Yep.
Even the Tooth Fairy has caller ID.
She's got an iPhone.
Well, I'm glad that she called you and cleared it all up. We were all very worried.
He's got a mouthful of food.
All right, then.
Are you trying to get more teeth out? Is that what's going on?
All right. Well, I apologize for interfering with the Tooth Fairy's work, and I'll be sure to stay out of the way. Okay, buddy?
Good idea.
I love you. Have a great day at school.
Love you too. Bye.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.